I'm Louise Schiavone with more NPR.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing, John?
I am great. It's the Mountain Summer, the everything summer show in the Wasatch back. Beautiful day out there.
Beautiful day. Another gorgeous, beautiful day in Park City, except I do see some smoke from those skies.
Oh, boy.
We've got a couple of guests coming in today that you should definitely stay tuned for. Christy Henderson from the Kimball Arts Center. You know what's coming up. Oh, I'm so excited about it.
Oh.
Kara Cody from the Sundance Institute as well.
Yeah, they're screening a film at the Arts Fest. And then we have Travis English from Summit County Fair, and he's bringing out the organizers for the Demolition Derby. I'm looking forward to that. That'd be fun.
And then we've got Chef Merrill from Dumont Gourmet talking about Joffles. What are they?
Oh boy. Should be good, huh? Well, it is a gorgeous day. It's currently 65 degrees. It appears we will have a high of 84 today, and it's going to be sunny. And then ditto tomorrow, Saturday.
Yeah, we still got fire danger out there, so everybody needs to be really, really careful. I really do see smoke out there from the fires in the Morgan area. And, you know, this is just such a dangerous part of the year because it's just so dry. So be careful out there. No fireworks. Hey, a lot going on this weekend. Of course, one of my favorite events is tonight, Park City Gallery Stroll. Do it every single Friday that it's available. And I love just walking up and down Main Street and checking out what everybody has to offer. It's so much fun. And it's going to be a perfect night for it.
Yeah. And I also wanted to mention, as we just finish out the weekend, there is a 30% chance of a thunder shower on Sunday. Other than that, it's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Perfect.
And I always like the gallery stroll as well.
Yeah.
Of course, out there at Deer Valley, we've got ELO, the Electric Light Organ.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, of course, known for pop and classical arrangements and futuristic, as they say here, iconography. I can't even pronounce that word. It's an awfully big word. It's an awfully big word. And then, of course, there is the music of John Lennon. It's called Just Imagine.
Oh.
And stars Time Piper, and that will be tomorrow night.
Okay, Deer Valley Music Festival. On Saturday, so are you a car person?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you love cars?
Yeah.
Are you like one of those dudes that just, you know, you just got to have the cool car?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Oh, I love it.
Oh, mine. If it just gets me there, I'm totally fine. But I do like to see some good classic cars. And they've got a classic sports car show on Main Street. And it's tomorrow from 10 in the morning until 2 p.m. And it's on Lower Main. So you got to go check that out.
Yeah. You know, I went to a car show, I guess it was last year, and there was a 58 or 59 Corvette convertible. And and I went to get
in
it.
Were you salivating?
Well, yeah, but the cars are smaller back then, and I got in that thing. I looked like a circus bear because, first of all, I had a lot of trouble getting into it. My head is over the windshield, and people walking by laughing, and I was laughing, of course. But
so you would have had a head full of bugs for sure if you'd gone down the street.
I would have.
Yeah.
Then, of course, we have Camas Fiesta Days, and that will be today and tomorrow, and it's a yearly tradition over 70 years. Activities include demo derby, bull wars, professional rodeo, kids' night, melodrama. I'm not sure what that is, but I know what melodrama is.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, Dutch oven cook-off and queen pageants and much more.
Oh, my gosh. That is small town America. I have to go check that out.
There's a lot going on there.
Sunday, you know, Park Silly Market. Hello.
Oh, yeah.
It never gets old. I'm sorry. I love it.
And they're seeing more people again this year.
It's really?
Just, yeah. They're up, I don't know what percentage, but the place is packed.
Well, the food is always good. The art, the crafts, you know, that you can buy, always good. I just love it. I'm actually thinking about getting a booth at the Park Silly Market next year.
Oh, what are you going to do?
I'm going to offer my crafts.
Oh.
I'm going to share my crafts with you later. I'll tell you all about it.
No, I want to hear one of your crafts right
well,
now.
Well, I love to mosaic tile.
Oh, that's great.
So we'll see. And I do body parts. Mm-hmm. I mosaic tile body parts.
Do you cut the tiles yourself?
Yes, I do.
Okay, yeah. So and you design them?
You have no idea what an artistic person you are working with.
Whoa.
I mean, I am seriously artistic. And I can sing. Yeah. So.
Well, you're going to have to sing a tune. This
someday,
magic
someday.
Moment.
Yeah.
Well, I like this one. Park City Summer Cocktail Contest continues during the month of July. Park City mixologists continue to compete for the best original Park City Summer cocktail.
Have you ever tried a winner from the Park City Cocktail Contest?
I believe I did 2 years ago. I'm trying to think of the name of it. But yeah.
I think there was one. I had it at Shabu. And it had cucumbers. And then I went home and I thought, I can do this. I can make this by myself. And so I had a party and I was going to make this incredible cocktail. And nobody drank it. It was very embarrassing. Don't try it at home, folks.
I want to go back to the singing thing. What do you like to sing?
You know, my quest, my dream, my vision for myself is to be a Bonnie Raitt singer.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's she's, you know, she's my favorite.
So. And you've got red hair.
And I've got red hair.
Can you play slide guitar?
I cannot play any instruments whatsoever.
Okay.
The instrument is my voice.
Okay. Yeah. Well, air guitar is one of my specialties. I could teach you that, and then we'd have the whole Bonnie Raitt thing going.
Okay. I like it.
I want to mention one more. Canyons Resort, there's a free Saturday summer concert. It's Naco and Medicine for the People. And the live music starts on Saturday at 6 p.m. And also, if you want to take a little ride on the Cabriolet or the Waldorf Gondola, they'll be open on Saturdays at 4 o'clock. And this is a dog town. I want to mention that dogs are not allowed in the ski beach concert venue area.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. I love taking the Cabriolet up to a concert up there. I mean, that is just so fantastic. When guests come to town, it's like one of my favorite things to do, besides everything else.
Do you have a dog?
I do not have a dog. I do not have a dog, nor do I have a cat. I did have a bunny in the yard, but I think somebody came and got it because all that was left was the tail.
Oh, no.
And I had been feeding it, so I feel like I was part of its demise. And there's a lot of guilt, and I'm really having a hard time, so I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Well, it can't be your fault. I mean, you know, you're just feeding.
It is. It's my fault. I was putting my watermelon out there. But you just got a dog.
I just got a little puppy.
And the name?
Porkchop.
You got a puppy. You are brave, my soul.
Oh, my goodness. He's three steps ahead of me.
Really?
I just got him. Well, I've had him a little over a week now, but
wow.
He's... With reckless enthusiasm, he's been having some fun, and I've been having fun with him.
Sleepless nights.
Mm-hmm. I look pretty bad right now, but yeah, sure.
Okay. Yeah. No, I don't. I'm not courageous enough to do that.
Yeah, he's a good boy though, and the puppy stage won't last too long.
Well, I can't wait to meet him.
Maybe 10 years.
Very excited about that. Yeah, maybe 10 years.
Do we have anything else to?
Well, I just wanted to mention one more thing because we do have our guests here. Parents' Day is Sunday. Parents' Day. Do you have parents? Parents' Day is Sunday, July 27th. I did not know that this was a holiday, but we are supposed to be celebrating it in honor of parents. And I just wanted to mention that to you. I've never gotten a card. I've never gotten a thanks, you know, anything on Parents' Day.
I don't think you ever will. I think what we should do. I think we should send cards with a ton of money in them to our kids on Parents' Day.
I think that's how you're supposed to celebrate.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You got it.
Boy, I tell you. Kids are tough, aren't they?
Aren't they? Definitely.
My daughter was just in town, and she just went back to Boston, and we had a great visit. But I'm just so glad those teenage years are over.
Yes. Yay.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We are going to play a tune.
Okay.
And when we
Who is
return,
it?
Well, this is a This particular tune is a live version of Only You Know and I Know from Dave Mason. He recorded it at the XM Radio Studios in New York City. So this is sort of a live cut. And when we return, we'll have Christy Henderson from Kimball Arts Center and Kara Cody from the Sundance Institute. Be right back. And we are back. This is Mountain Summer, the Everything Summer Show in the Wasatch back.
Yes, so excited. One of our favorite events is right around the corner, and I cannot wait. It is the Arts Festival, the Kimball Arts Festival coming up. And with us this morning is Christy Henderson and also Kara Cody from the Sundance Institute. Christy, it's this coming week.
It is. It starts next Friday, August 1st, and it goes through the 3rd. Friday night, again, is free for locals with ID, and it's from 5 to 9 p.m. Saturday, we're open from 9 to 7 p.m., and Sunday is 9 to 6 p.m. We have over 200 artists again this year, and 70 of them are new to the festival. They've never been here before, so there's a lot of new artists to check out. It's going to be a great festival.
So tell us some other things that I know are coming up that are going to be a little bit different this year.
We have an interactive kids area, which we always have, but this year we have two new activities going on. One is printmaking, which is really exciting. One of our education directors came from New York, and she's done a lot of printmaking. And then we're also having a community mosaic project, and that is sponsored by Mogul Financial Group and UBS, and that is Catherine England working with kids and adults, whoever wants to participate, in making a giant sign for the Kimball Art Center made out of glass mosaics. So that's going to be really fun.
Very cool. And then you've got the Sundance Institute is going to be doing a screening this year. Kara Cody from Sundance is here. And tell us about that screening.
Sure. It's on Friday evening. It's going to be down at City Park this year. And we are showing the film 20 Feet from Stardom, which premiered at the 2013 festival and won the 2014 Academy Award for Best Feature-Length Documentary.
So, and that's been on my list. I just haven't had a chance to...
Good. Well, don't watch it on Netflix or iTunes or anything. Friday night. Watch it with the crowd.
I'm watching it here, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and even if you have seen it, it's one of those films that you can see over and over again, and it's just as amazing, you know, the third time that you've seen it as it is the first time. So
it's a tough business, isn't it? Music business.
Yeah. Just bringing to light, you know, with backup singers, it's just something that, you know, you never really think about it, but it's usually like what you remember from a song is, you know, the chorus or,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the hook.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the backup singers that we always remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I saw that film and then saw Darlene Love up at Deer Valley, which was so much fun to see her after seeing that movie.
Yeah, and then actually Lisa Fisher, who's one of the backup singers featured in the film, she tours with the Rolling Stones. She is going to be performing on Sunday with the Park City Institute's Big Stars, Bright Nights concert series on the Sunday of Arts Fest. So it's just a really great weekend for art, film, and music in Summit County. We're so fortunate to have just a, you know, amazing weekend.
Yeah, and it's every weekend this place is on fire.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
so much going on.
Not even every weekend, every day it seems like.
yeah.
yeah, exactly.
So tell us again when the movie screening is so people can
sure.
write that down.
It starts at 9 p.m. So Summit County locals, after you, you know, tour the Arts Fest and check out all, you know, the great... you know, arts and wares for sale on Friday. You can mosey on down to City Park at 9 p.m. Approximately the film will start when it's dark enough to project. You know, bring a low back chair or a blanket. You know, feel free to bring a picnic and enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Back to you, Christy. I have a question for you. The 70 new artists, is there a genre or anything new that we can expect? Or
we have 12 mediums every year. So there's mm-hmm. painting, photography, mixed media, printmaking, jewelry, fiber, metalworks. And so the 70 come from a range of those mediums, those 12 different mediums. So,
okay.
yeah, we have a lot of new painters this year, though, which I think is fun. And exciting. And the festival is was voted on the top 20 by Smithsonian's Magazine, so we're pretty proud of that. And it is our largest fundraiser of the whole year. So it's $10 for one wristband that lasts the whole weekend. And I think I can safely say it's the cheapest entertainment in Park City for
yeah, absolutely.
For that.
I always find it interesting who is picked to... I mean, I would think that you would get a lot of... entries, people wanting to be a part of
we
the
we had
festival.
Over 900 this year. It was
wow.
our largest amount ever.
How do you choose? Yeah. What is that process?
That's not my job. We have a jury that is actually not affiliated with the Kimball who does the choosing. There's some local art enthusiasts and artists in town who actually pick the artists who are going to be involved each year. So, yeah, and we art is one thing, and we've talked about film. We also have a lot of music. Mountain Town Stages has programmed over 30 bands on three stages.
No kidding.
For all 3 days.
Wow.
And the great food from Park City's restaurants is also going to be featured in Taste of Art. We have over 26 restaurants who have offered some sort of promotion for festival attendees. And then we also have the Artisan Tasting, which we had last year with some of our local favorites like the Caramels and Pop Art and things like that.
How are you doing on volunteers?
We still need volunteers. Thank
oh.
you for asking.
Well, let's get that taken
we
care
do.
Of right now.
Mostly on Sunday. That's our toughest day to fill.
Okay.
We need people in the kids area and in the entry gates. And you can get that on our website, parkcitykimballartsfestival.org.
Mm-hmm.
You can learn all about the festival. You can download our festival program, and then you can sign up for the volunteer shift that works for you. But yeah, absolutely. But there's over 600 spots to fill, so we do need a lot of volunteers.
Do you have volunteers for, do you have positions open for, let's say, someone to test the Budweiser, make sure it's cold enough? I'm serious.
Oh,
we
oh.
do. I think we do still have some openings in the beer garden, but you do have to be tip certified. You do have to get trained
oh.
how to serve alcohol.
You mean like be a big tipper in a restaurant? Or
no, they have to see how many beers you can down while still being coherent. Now, this is named one of the best festivals in all of America. Why do you think it is so popular?
I think mostly it's your product, right? It's your artists.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've always gotten a great array of artists, and we do have the 12 mediums. And I think it's also the fact that the ambiance of Park City, obviously coming to the mountains in the summer.
Yeah.
And we've really created a whole weekend of everything that's cultural in Park City. So
mm-hmm.
in addition to the free film screening and the Park City Institute, Deer Valley Symphony has something going on Friday and Saturday night. They have music from Disney on Friday
mm-hmm.
and a Neil Diamond tribute on Saturday.
Well, it sounds great. Well, you know, my favorite part of the whole festival is Friday night when you it's like old home week. You see everybody in
yeah,
Park City.
Yeah,
you're hanging out together. It's just
nice.
It's just great. We want to thank you so much for being on the program this morning and wish you the best of luck. Christy Henderson from the Kimball Arts Center and Kara Cody from Sundance Institute. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We shall return after these messages.
I'm Monica Simos with the Park City High School Minor Detail Show, informing you of current events at the high school and in the community every Saturday from 7 to 8 p.m. Tune in Saturday nights or listen online at kpcw.org and like our Minor Details Facebook page.
Brought to you by UPS Stores, Elliott Work Group, Rich Fine Realtor, and Vail Resorts.
Vinto is a proud sponsor of KPCW. Vinto offers wood-fired pizza and seasonal Italian cooking for lunch and dinner. Nestled at the bottom of Lower Main Street, Vinto is open year-round and now offers a summer menu with new seasonal appetizers, salads, sandwiches, pasta, pizza, and cocktails. More at vinto.com or 615-9990.
Hey! My favorite day of the week, Friday.
I love Fridays.
In Park City. I mean, really, you can't get better than that.
Yeah.
Seriously.
If you are just joining us, this is the Mountain Summer Show. Mountain Summer, the everything summer show in the Wasatch back. And I'm John Wells with Peg Injums.
Ijums. Mm-hmm. That's going to take a while.
Yeah, I know.
I'll give you a couple months, then you'll get it done. Have you noticed how quiet, how peaceful, how lovely it's been the last couple of days in Park City? There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
I think the black-billed magpies have left. I have not seen them in my backyard at all. Have you?
No.
You haven't seen the black-billed magpie?
Well, I had one that was hassling the dog a couple
days
ago.
They do hassle.
Yeah.
They're mean little suckers.
They're very mean.
Yeah. Especially when you're like trying to steal the eggs out of their nest. You do not ever want to do that. But I was wondering where they had gone. I don't know. Do they fly south, north at some point of the year? They were here having their babies, and then my whole neighborhood is just totally quiet. It's weird.
Yeah, because that cackling. I mean, they're cackling. They are obnoxious for sure.
The raucous cackling. And the other day, about 25 of them had gathered together, and they were all working to move a hawk out of the area, and they were just harassing this poor hawk. And finally, the poor hawk, you know, said, "Okay, I get it, I'm leaving." But they are among the most intelligent animals on planet Earth. They recognize each other in a mirror. You were telling me that they recognize
a
human face, and they'll know you when you come back.
Lynn and I did a show on Cool Science Radio a couple of months ago, and we had this guy that was a crow, mockingbird, mockingjay expert, and he told some incredible stories about how, for an example, they will plot the murder of a fellow bird.
Yes.
And they'll work it out amongst themselves.
Yes.
And also, he told a story of a farmer who would go into the barn and take these barn mice that were dead and put it outside for the mockingbird.
Mm-hmm.
And in return, the mockingbird collected these shiny pieces of metal and brought those and left them as a gift for the farmer.
As a thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That is wild. So I know a lot of people want to shoot them with BB guns, but don't do it. They're incredible creatures, and they're a little noisy, but we just have to put up with them here in Park City.
But they're aggressive because they go after all the other birds.
Well, they are. If somebody's after your baby, you're going to be aggressive, you know? And
yeah.
I think that's what they... And this is what I'm wondering where my bunny went.
Yeah, I mean, I think
because
I think
do.
They're the aggressor. I don't think you have to go after their babies to have them have that aggressive stance.
Really? You just think
they're
mean.
They offensively go out there and just raise
They just
hell.
Like to harass. That's it.
Yeah.
They're just mean little buggers. Okay.
It is currently 66 degrees outside of the Swede Alley Studios, directly on top of the liquor store. How cool is that? We're going to have a high today of 84, sunny, beautiful day. Ditto tomorrow. And then on Sunday, we have a 30% chance of thundershowers. And you were saying about these forest fires.
Yeah, the forest fires. Well, we had that one in Morgan, and of course there are some other ones popping up here and there because of the dry conditions. Boy, we really do need rain. Not this weekend for the Arts Festival, but we do need rain. It's always good, and you just need to be really, really careful out there if you're going to be, camping and making sure that your fire is completely out and all that kind of stuff. No fireworks.
No fireworks, for
yeah.
sure. Our next guest, when we return, will be Travis English from Summit County Fair and Clay and Mindy Stewart to talk about Demolition Derby. And, Peg, I've got some Demolition Derby music to bring
you
us
do.
In. Yeah.
Well, oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, here we go.
It's back.
You're kidding.
No, I'm bidding.
When? What? How?
The Arts Kids online auction, Bidding for Kids, on now through July 28th.
I knew it couldn't stay away for long. After last year's success to support this fantastic youth development organization, it's back.
Go to artskids.org to bid on great items, including an incredible African safari.
Go to arts-kids.org to bid and benefit youth throughout Utah.
Good luck bidding.
Hi, I'm Amy Roberts with Park City Medical Center, a nonprofit community hospital. Did you know Summit County has the highest rate of breast cancer in Utah? It's an alarming statistic, but one that can be changed with early detection. Mammograms save lives, and at Park City Medical Center, our team of skilled experts use the latest technology for the most accurate reading. We also offer soft robes, a private women's only center, and a special cushion called a mammopad to help make mammograms more comfortable. Call 658-7051 to schedule your mammogram today. It's a call that could save your life.
And we are back. Mountain Summer, the Everything Summer Show in the Wasatch. Back, I'm John Wells with my co-host, Peg Igems.
Good one. You got it right.
You know, you thought it'd take a couple of weeks, couple of months maybe, actually. But
Well, don't get too comfortable yet.
Okay.
I mean, you could still mess up.
Just don't change your name.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, with us right now is Travis English from the Summit County Fair, which is going to be coming up here very shortly. And with him, he's got Clay and Mindy Stewart, the Demolition Derby organizer. How are you doing, Travis?
Great. Thanks for having me back again this week.
I bet you're very busy. It's coming up
here. We're really busy. We're getting excited about our derby that's happening next Saturday, August 2nd.
Yes.
And I brought Clay and Mindy Stewart with me to talk about the derby.
Yes, I want to talk about the derby as well. I have never been to a demolition derby before. I've seen them on TV, but it's like, you know, tell me what we are going to experience.
Well, we're going to experience... car crashes anywhere from 30 miles an hour. We also have a truck class and a mini car class, which mini cars consists of anything wheelbase 104 inches and under, which is like Ford Pinos, AMC Pacers, the Gremlins and stuff like
wow.
that, smaller cars.
You must know a lot about cars because the cars have to be original equipment manufacturer, OEM, and especially the radiators, because you don't want those reinforced. So how do you know, how can you ascertain that when you look under the hood that that's all stock?
Well, I've been doing this for 17 years now. So
okay. Have you ever gotten hurt?
I have not ever got hurt. I mean, the day after you run in a derby, you'll have your bumps and bruises, and you'll wake up a little sore, back will be a little tweaked, but nothing serious.
Peg, driving in Boston's more dangerous than the derby. Right.
My goodness. So we have a woman here, and you're one of the organizers. So Mindy
Stewart.
Are there women who will participate in this?
There sure are. One of my favorite Powder Puff drivers is Rachel Bowman out of Heber City. She drives with the males.
A Powder Puff.
Yeah.
That's what we call them. Okay.
Powder Puff. There's also, we've had a lady from Evanston, Wyoming. Her name's Dusty Potter, and she's pretty mean, too. The girls can be just as mean as the boys.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, you didn't have to tell me that,
Mindy. I'm just a cheerleader.
You didn't even have to tell me that.
Girls are meaner than boys. Okay.
I don't plan on driving in the near future. I'm just the cheerleader.
So this is really, I mean, this feels like it's just testosterone, like just charged up, like, Is that what it is?
I don't know about that, but it's an adrenaline rush for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely edge of your seat kind of thrill watching. It's a lot of fun, smashing, crashing.
And it's great for the fans. You know, the fans like it.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like legalized road rage is the way I put it.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's a fun time. It's a fan favorite. Tickets are on sale at summitcountyfair.org, and they're selling fast, so it's a fan favorite. It always sells out every year, but we still do have tickets. So
now, is it an indoor venue? Tell me about
that. It's an outdoor venue. It's at our large arena at the county fairgrounds in Colville, just a few minutes down the 80 from Kimball Junction.
Okay.
But it's all outdoors, so it's a beautiful location. We'll have food vendors there as well. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Come out, enjoy some fresh air, I guess. And
really wrecked up cars.
It's not really quiet, I guess.
Now, once you wreck a car, can you just keep driving it? I mean, do they somehow fix it? And then, or is there sometimes when it's just like, no, that car's done?
Yeah, I mean, you'll see out in the pit area, you'll see after their individual heats, you'll see them with sledgehammers, torches, anything to bend them and beat them back into shape to get back out for the next round.
Clay, we don't want to give away any secrets, but can you give us a couple of pieces of strategy for surviving?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to get hit in the front because that's where the radiator is.
Well, actually, it's changed over the last 10 years. Everybody used to drive backwards to protect the radiator. Now the mid-70s cars are stronger in the front end. So everybody drives frontwards now. And they're spending anywhere from $300 to $400 just on a bumper to put onto these cars to help protect the front end. So it's getting to be a pretty expensive hobby nowadays.
Yeah, and how do they protect themselves? I mean, they wear the helmets and are they in body armor of some kind?
No, there's specific rules and regulations of what you can and can't do. And as far as inside the car, they basically have to have a roll cage.
Okay.
So they're basically boxed inside the car so the cab cannot collapse on them.
Okay.
And I also wanted to mention there are exclusions here. There's no 73 or older Imperials. There's no LeBarons, ambulances, hearses, Sadagans?
Sadagans.
Sadagans.
And limousines, of course. Sadagan is a...
It's a station wagon that they've pounded the roof down on to make a car out of, basically, is what it is.
A Sadagan.
Okay.
So how are sales, Travis, for
the fair?
They're great.
We've sold lots more tickets than we have last year at this time. We are expecting the event to sell out, but there are still tickets available at summitcountyfair.org. And they are just $13.50 for the ticket. So pretty inexpensive way to take the whole family and enjoy a night of family fun and experience a little smash and crash as well. Yeah. So.
And for folks that have gone to the Summit County Fair before, what can they expect to see different this year?
Oh, this year we'll have a lot more food vendors in general. We're going to just a lot more family fun. We're going to have free kids activities, things like that. So,
all right. And it goes on from August 2nd to August 9th, Summit County Fair. And the Demolition Derby is when?
It's August 2nd at 7 p.m.
Okay.
Well, we want to thank you all for coming out. Travis English from Summit County Fair, Clay and Mindy Stewart from the Demolition Derby organizers. Mindy, did you want to thank a couple sponsors?
Yes, can I?
Just get close to the mic there.
Okay. We want to thank H&E Equipment. Extreme Excavating and Landscaping donated a truck. Double R Construction donated 3 mini cars. We have Big Canyon Homes, Primo Builders, Kip Salon Associates, Reese's Fur Farm, Moore's Tire and Service Express, State Farm Insurance, Armstrong Drilling, Colville and Camas Health Centers, and Vic's Take and Bake Pizza.
That's a small novel.
Yeah, I know. It takes
a lot of people
to
thank.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's great. Well, again, thank you, and have a very successful event. We shall return after these messages.
Love Road Cycling. This August 23rd hit the pavement to benefit the National Ability Center, a nonprofit organization, during the 7th Annual Summit Challenge. A fully supported 18, 52, or 102-mile road ride welcomes riders of all ages and abilities. The event culminates with live entertainment, food, and more at the National Ability Center Ranch. Riders with a disability may participate at no cost. Early bird registration ends July 31st. Visit summitchallenge100.org to register.
Hi, this is Miles Radiman inviting you to apply for the 21st year class of Leadership Park City. If you're a doer interested in meeting like-minded people while improving your leadership skills, then this is your once-a-year opportunity to apply. Adults living or working in Park City and or Summit and Wasatch Counties are eligible. Those with diverse backgrounds are strongly encouraged. Applications must be received by no later than Friday, August 22nd. Applications are online at the city's homepage, parkcity.org. For additional information, contact Renee at 615-5201. Leadership Park City is a nonprofit organization.
And we are back. Mountain Summer, the Everything Summer Show in the Wasatch Back. I'm John Wells here with my co-hosts, Peggy Ijams.
Good job.
Thank you.
Hey, I wanted to remind you that we do have something going on at Egyptian Theater for just a couple of more days, and you actually went and saw Chorus Line. Tell me about it.
Well,
how was it?
It was really good. I mean, you know, they just have a habit of really casting well, and you know, they just did a great job.
I really love that venue. You know, it is one of the greatest venues to go and see a show at because there's not a bad seat in the house.
No, there isn't.
The acoustics are fabulous. I mean, you know, if you see a band there, it's just awesome. But I haven't had a chance to go see Chorus Line. It's one of my favorites from way back when.
Yeah, exactly. And boy, I tell you, it's entertaining, but it also obviously highlights the struggles of, you know, if you have a passion to dance and you go to New York City, it's not easy.
Now, so I'm a mosaic artist, a singer, mm-hmm. and I'm a dancer.
Right.
So, I mean,
and
you're going
to be
learning more and more about my talents. There are many. I'm a cook. However, I don't cook anymore. But, yeah, you're working with a pretty darn amazing person here. I just wanted you to know that.
I'm not surprised at all. And, of course, we're going to be working on the air guitar.
And the air guitar.
Yeah, we'll get you going
on
that.
What are your many talents?
Well, I play air guitar and I play regular guitar.
You do play regular guitar because I know you're a big music lover.
Yeah, and I sing a little bit. I also oil paint.
I heard.
You did?
Yes, and I want to see them.
Who told you?
Somebody here at KPCW.
Okay.
Yes, and they said you're really good and that you should be in a gallery and you could make millions of dollars.
Oh, I don't think so.
Now, what do you paint? What kind of art? I want to know.
Well, it's mostly pastoral scenes, you know, landscapes.
You're kidding
me. Things like that. I've done a few city scenes of Boston, New York City, where I'm from.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want one. Will you give me one for Christmas, maybe?
Sure, why not?
Okay, good.
Why not? Why don't we talk again about what is happening this weekend?
Yes, what's happening this weekend? We do have a lot going on this weekend. Park City Gallery Stroll is going on tonight when all of the galleries up and down Main Street are going to be open. I think they stay open until a little bit later than they normally do.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to go in and see all the exciting art that is, you know, and learn a lot. I love, I don't know what kind of art I like. Probably impressionistic art is my thing.
Impressionistic is my mm-hmm. favorite as well.
And I love thrift store art.
Mm-hmm.
When you can find a really awesome painting at a thrift store.
Right, exactly.
Just love it, yeah.
We also have the Deer Valley Music Festival continuing tonight and tomorrow night. Tonight, of course, is the music of Electric Light Orchestra, ELO. And they're known for, you know, fusion of pop and classical arrangements and all those sorts of things. And then tomorrow night is the music of John Lennon. And,
that should be really
the Imagine Show, again, at Deer Valley.
Yeah, I just love the Utah Symphony. Classic Sports Car is going on Saturday, Lower Main, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. So if you're driving to town and you see all these awesome, cool, classic cars,
right.
That is what it's for.
Boy, that's a nice time of day. It's before it really heats up and you can just take a little stroll down there.
I don't think we're going to hit, you know, 100 like we were tinkering with here a couple days ago.
84 is the high tomorrow. And, you know, so it's going to be, you know, around 10 o'clock in the morning. It'll probably be in the, you know, late 60s, early 70s. Right now it's 67 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios. We have Camas Fiesta Days as well today and tomorrow. And there's a whole bunch of stuff going on there. First of all, it's a 70-year tradition. And activities include demo, derby, bull wars, professional rodeo, kids' night, booths, Dutch oven cook-off, and queen pageants, and more.
And we were talking about Park Silly Market earlier. Park Silly Market actually does not go on when the Kimball Arts Festival is going on, so it won't be next weekend, but you can check it out this Sunday. They've added some more food booths, so you can go and eat yourself silly. That's what my husband likes to do, and go and check out what everybody has for sale.
And we will continue with the Park City Summer Cocktail Contest. And it's, of course, during the month of July, all Park City mixologists compete for the best original Park City Summer Cocktail.
And they're getting so fancy these days. I mean, it's beyond, you know, just a cocktail.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
You know, all these fancy organic herbs and all this kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. So if you want to be a part of that, just visit each participating restaurant, drink and cast your vote online. And for details and to view a list of participating restaurants, visit parkcityrestaurants.com.
So do you consider yourself a healthy person?
I try to think that, but you know, I've got these great habits, you know, that I drag around with me. So
what are those habits?
Well, maybe a few beers and
beer.
And, mm-hmm.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, you know, in excess, I guess it's bad, but
I shouldn't be a sugar person, but I really do like sugar.
That's my downfall.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. That's my downfall. I mean, sometimes I just have to have a piece of chocolate. Just wondering if you have incorporated these things into your diet, okay?
Okay.
Acai berries.
No.
You've not had any acai berries.
Well, I tried some when the rhetoric was on the internet,
mm-hmm.
but...
Wheatgrass. Do you go get a shot of wheatgrass every now and then?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah,
okay.
I do.
Chia seeds. Have you been adding those to your morning routine?
Yeah, I've got this little thing that I put together in my blender, and I throw chia seeds in there.
Really? You do a smoothie in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you put protein in it?
I put a protein powder and some organic blueberries.
My goodness, there you go. You've got it going on. A
couple shots of vodka.
There you go.
But those chia seeds... I also put some in a dish off to the side trying to grow some of that grass, you know, like when you...
Oh, yeah.
Like you get
the
this
little head.
This little Einstein chia
right,
thing
right.
And try to grow hair on them. But,
chia.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Quinoa, is that a part of your diet these days?
I like quinoa.
I do, too.
And I've got it at the house, so I make it there, yeah. And then I get it out in restaurants.
Nutritional yeast. My kids are into this because they're vegan. And it's a good source of B12, and they say it tastes like cheese, and you could put it on popcorn. I have not tried this yet.
I haven't either. So
nutritional yeast. It just does not sound good, but apparently everybody says it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Wheat germ is a great source of fiber. Tempeh, still have not tried that. I haven't ventured to the fake meat stuff.
Yeah.
Have you?
No.
And then flaxseed, of course, you should be adding that.
I am, and I bought
with
this
your vodka,
flaxseed
with your two shots of vodka.
Oil, and I take a tablespoon of it in the morning.
You do? Okay,
I do.
Good.
Yeah, so
you're on your way to being
no,
healthy,
I'm not on my
friend.
Way. I'm trying, but it's not easy. It's not easy.
I
tell you what, let's take a short break, and then we're going to bring Chef Merrill in. So
okay.
We'll be back right after these messages.
Support for KPCW comes from Wasatch Brew Pub, offering brunch on the patio at the top of Main every Saturday and Sunday, including New York steak and eggs, Wasatch waffles, and French toast, as well as Midday Marys and mimosas. Private event space available. Wasatch Brew Pub, misbehaving in Utah since 1986. WasatchBeers.com.
Foothill Oriental Rugs has been an underwriter on KPCW for over 20 years. I'm Jim Weber, owner, rug buyer, and Park City resident. As a direct importer since 1985, from traditional to contemporary to tribal, Foothill Oriental Rugs is Utah's complete rug source. Foothill Oriental Rugs is located 2 miles north of the mouth of the canyon in Salt Lake City at 1460 Foothill Drive.
We are back, Mountain Summer, the Everything Summer Show in the Wasatch Back. I am John Wells with my co-host, Peggy Igems. We are joined in the studio, Chef Merrill, who has brought homemade joffles.
Mm-hmm. Joffles. I've never heard of it before in my life.
I haven't either. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Yeah, joffle is our new and very, very exciting project.
It's a new product. You've never done this before.
Well, it's new to the States. It's new to America, but it's not new to me.
Okay.
It's actually we're describing it as a retro South African hot pocket sandwich.
Oh, are you from South Africa?
I am.
Wow.
I'm from South Africa, and this is actually a sandwich that, funnily enough, I've been having since I was a kid. It's some of my earliest childhood memories. My dad used to make these jaffle sandwiches for us camping.
Oh.
And so we used to fill them with all sorts of different fillings. And
so this is just normal stuff for you.
It is, but I had a an aha moment on a recent trip back to South Africa where I my dad asked me before we were coming out, you know, what is it that we wanted to have when we arrived? And we thought, well, you know, when you're traveling and you're tired and you're jet lagged, and you know, what are you craving that's nostalgic? And yeah. I have some favorites, but the Jaffel is definitely one of those memory sandwiches. And sort of on the way over to South Africa, it occurred to me that this could be the perfect next new thing in the States. And it's cool. It's going to be like the next panini and the next bagel.
So the Jaffel is similar to an American counterpart, the mountain pie, mm-hmm. but you cook it in a hot iron over the grill or fire, and you add, let's see here, Vietnamese pork.
Yeah, we have
chicken curry, mac and cheese, breakfast scrambles. Which is this one here that I'm eating?
The one that you're eating now is a breakfast scramble. So
that's
we've
very
made
good.
For you today bacon, egg, and cheese.
Yeah.
On white is the one that you have. I think you're having, Peggy, you're having the Southwest, which is also base egg scramble. And then we've got some chorizo, some cilantro, some fresh pico de gallo. And both
wow.
of them have cheese in them. The beauty about the Jaffel is that it's still a familiar sandwich. We can stuff it with absolutely anything. And it's like a regular grilled cheese or you know, panini or pizza. It's as good as the filling or it's as good as the topping. So what's unique, what I've done is I've taken my, you know, 20 years of being a private chef and traveling the world and learning different cuisines in those countries, I've now taken those different cuisines and put them into something that's familiar, like two pieces of bread. So it's regular bread, and you have a choice of white, wheat, gluten-free, or cinnamon swirl. And we fill them with breakfast scrambles, and then our global fillings, and then dessert as well, which is killer.
And it looks like it's cooked in something specific.
Uh-huh. So we take the two pieces of bread, and we lay them in between the Jaffel iron, which in our case is round. The Jaffel, the Australians are kind of arguing, you know, whether it was them or the South Africans, but we want to say it was the South Africans that came up with it first.
Yeah. You know.
But it's the original irons are actually round. I think you can find them around in, you know, in
really?
America, you know, that are square, but the original is round, and you can actually see these rings.
Yeah.
That the iron imprints on it. So that's part of our logo. So you're going to have to look out for the swirl. The swirl is going to be representative of the Jaffel. And so you take these two pieces of bread, you fill it with the filling, and then you close the iron, you cut the crust off, which we do, by the way, dry out the crusts and reuse them. That's a classic question that we're getting at the market at the moment.
Really?
What do you do with all those crusts? So we do reuse those. And then when the iron closes and you put it on the hot grill, or if you're camping on the fire, on the coals, it actually seals the Jaffel.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
so it's the perfect walk around the market kind
right.
of food. You
yeah.
can stand with the drink. You can eat. You know, this is simply put inside of a cookie packet. And it's easy to eat. It doesn't drip. It's great for being like on the go if you're driving because
yeah.
it doesn't get your, you know, doesn't leak all over you. You don't need any knives and forks.
So how are sales? I mean, I know
we're crushing
that you can get this at the DeMond Gourmet,
really?
But also you are at Park Silly Booth
right.
next to the Beer Garden on Lower Main Street.
Yeah.
So you're getting a lot of people that come by there. So things are taking off for you?
Yeah, we were very, very fortunate because, like I say, this is literally something that we just kind of dove into on my recent trip back to South Africa in the spring. And when I approached the folks over at Park City Market, they were like, well, we sell out a year in advance. I'm sorry, it's not going to happen for you this year. And I was just really positive and thinking, well, there's got to be a way to be able to get out to the local community to test this product out. And a couple of weeks later, when the market had started, I was approached and said, listen, there is actually an opening in the market.
Oh.
We would love for you to be there.
Wow, so positive thinking paid off.
Exactly. So every Sunday, we've done four Sundays now, and we're absolutely crushing it. It's
cool.
It's a great price point. We have our sweet Jaffels at $5 and our savory Jaffels at $7. And it's the perfect approachable way to try a new cuisine because a lot of our fillings are more globally inspired. Our signature Jaffel is actually, true to my heart, it's a babuti. And that is a lamb curry, which is kind of, if I to describe it, it's not a spicy curry. It is a sweet and savory And it's kind of like a meatloaf if you were to eat it in its traditional manner. So what we've done is we've taken that filling and put that in between the two pieces of bread and sell that as our signature jaffle. And that is by far our biggest seller at the market, as well as our Thai chicken curry, our Vietnamese banh mi, our s'mores and Nutella banana, or other big sweet ones, and then, of course, the breakfast scrambles. So there's something for everybody.
Okay, cool. So it's at Park Silly Booth, or you can go to the Du Monde Gourmet, mm-hmm. and you can get it that way.
Can I say some quick breaking news?
Sure.
Yeah. We have just agreed to renegotiate our lease, and we will be opening a bricks and mortar. So we will be opening a Jaffel store out at our new location in Silver Creek.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Right. Congratulations.
So keep an eye out for that in the fall, and it'll be a Jaffel's concept that you can come in and sit down, because right now it's just pick up your Jaffel and leave, but you will be able to do that in the fall.
Well, I got to say, it's delicious. I've had a couple of bites. I'm ready to go.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Chef Merrill, thanks for joining us, and best of luck. We shall return after this tune.
He wants to dream like a young man, with the wisdom of an old man. He wants his home and security. He wants to live like a sailor at sea. Beautiful loser, where you gonna fall when you realize you just can't have it all? He's your oldest and your best friend. If you need him, he'll be there again. He's always willing to be second best. A perfect lodger, a perfect guest. Beautiful loser, read it on the wall and realize you just can't have it all. Just can't have it all. You just can't have it all.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided by Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, LRW-LAW.com. Park City Nursery, we know what grows, ParkCityNursery.com. Brett Stimson, Mortgage Assistant for Home Purchases, 801-201-3484. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting and listeners like you.
And we want to thank our Mountain Summer sponsors, Park Silly Sunday Market, Summit County Fair, Foothill Oriental Rugs, Utah Olympic Park, Squatters, and Wasatch Brew Pub.
And this is the Mountain Summer Show. Join us next week, the Everything Summer Show and the Wasatch back. This is KPCW, Park City. NPR is next.